Vectors Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's Podcast. Building confidence through radio.
You are listening to the 4P's Short Breaks Show on a Sunday.
In Isle of Wight news this week, Island Riding Centre has opened for stable doors to 100 plus Island children aged 8 to 14 and given them the opportunity to meet and work with horses and ponies during the Easter holidays. It is a strong belief of Island Riding Centre that everyone should have the chance to ride no matter their background, ability or age. In partnership with the Isle of Wight Council and Whitehorse CIC, the free Easter Activity Club was available to children receiving free school meals, and HTP Apprenticeship College supplied free hot meals daily to the kids. The children learnt how to care for a horse, stable management and nutrition, and the day-to-day chores of looking after horses and ponies, as well as horse-themed crafts. The kids were given the opportunity to ride ponies and horses, and the feedback from parents and carers has been nothing but positive. He came home buzzing and saying how much he enjoyed himself. It's an experience that he's never had before, and one he is pleased to have had. He has asked to come again, which is not something we hear often from him. Meanwhile, Suicide and Prevention Isle of Wight has added a second vehicle to better support the team members. The frontline charity aims to save lives across the island from suicide. This is done by teams undertaking community engagement on foot and by car, and responding to calls to locate anyone at risk. The support of this vehicle comes from Cowes-based estate agents, Lancasters, which made contact with SPIIOW towards the end of 2020 to express its gratitude for the difficult work SPIIOW undertakes in the community. Sarah Adams of SPIIOW said, "We are extremely grateful for the support we receive, especially so during these hard times. As a small island-based charity, we do often get overlooked by some of the bigger national brands, so when I heard Lancasters was willing to help to the tune of donating funding towards a second vehicle, this was overwhelming." And finally, a telegraph pole in the middle of a new footpath in Freshwater may have to be relocated despite meeting minimum requirements for wheelchairs and mobility access. The path was built opposite the Green Meadows Care Home complex in Colwell Road, Freshwater, but locals have questioned whether the pole should have been moved before the path was built. A resident on West Whitehub said, "There was only a grass verge on either side of the road before, and people had to walk in the road. Bearing in mind this footpath has taken weeks to construct, I would have thought forward planning might have foreseen the problem the posts would represent. Obviously, there are going to be residents in a new complex with mobility issues who will need to use their scooters along here, and will now not have enough width to get past safely. Wheels will either land up in the mud one side or tip over the curb on the other. Is this going to be one of those projects where they spend a fortune and then come along and dig the lovely new surface up to rectify the mistakes?" That's all. I'm Jasper Haycox O'Toole.
Hi, I'm James from Vectis Radio, and here are some events that have happened on the past week in history. The 6th of March 1937 was the date of the Hindenburg disaster, which resulted in the death of an entire industry. The passenger airship LZ-129 Hindenburg was docking in America when it suddenly caught fire. The exact cause of the fire was unknown, but it is generally accepted that the main fuel source for the fire was the Hindenburg's hydrogen lifting gas. the advance of aeroplane technology, along with the difficulty of acquiring non-flammable helium lifting gas, resulted in the decline of the airship industry. Today, airships are no longer used for cargo or passenger transportation, although some are still being used for advertising and sightseeing. The 6th of March 1475 was the birth date of Michelangelo, who is considered to be one of the greatest artists of all time. Michelangelo was not only an artist, however, he was also a sculptor, a poet, and an architect. Two of Michelangelo's greatest sculpting works were made before he was 30 years old. One of Michelangelo's greatest works was designing the Sistine Chapel, which is the place of residence for the Pope, the Catholic religious leader. The 6th of March 1963 was the birthday of Valentina Tereshkova, the first woman in space. Valentina became interested in parachuting at an early age, and it was her interest in skydiving that led to her being selected as a cosmonaut, a Russian astronaut. Valentina was originally going to be launched in the Vostok 5 spacecraft, but the launch plan was altered so that she would fly in Vostok 6 instead. With her launch, which provided valuable information about the Earth's atmosphere, Valentina accumulated more flight time than any other American astronaut at that time. That's all for now. This is James from Vectis Radio.
Hello, this is Jasper with the obscure holidays for this week. Pets are the most excellent and loyal companions that a person can have. However, many people don't realise the benefits of adopting one. Pet Day, observed on Sunday the 11th of April, celebrates the joy that pets bring into everyday life and encourages people to help reduce the number of animals in shelters and to make their world a better place. Scrabble is one of the most iconic board games that has reached all over the world and is also one of the most popular games that people still play today. Scrabble Day, observed on Tuesday the 13th of April, celebrates the history of Scrabble and how it became one of the most beloved games, and it gives people an excuse to play it, though other board games are available. Dolphins always seem like they're so happy to see us. They are energetic, playful, they provide joy, and they also help to protect the marine ecosystem. These are all reasons to celebrate Dolphin Day, observed on Wednesday the 14th of April, a day dedicated to dolphins, which aims to educate people about dolphins and how much they help protect the oceans. Work in Comfort on Wear Your Pajamas to Work Day, observed on Friday the 16th of April, where you can, unsurprisingly, wear your pajamas at work. This is a day that has really become more popular over the years. Although you may get a few weird looks from co-workers, it is a great way to have a bit of fun as long as you don't fall asleep. And finally, have you ever had that moment when someone asks you to do something and with no interest, all that is heard from them is blah blah blah? Well, Blah 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 Day, observed on Saturday the 17th of April, is about these moments. However, instead of ignoring the task you're being nagged to do, on this day you should get it done once and for all. That's all, join us next week for some more obscure holidays. Hello, this is Jasper with the obscure word of the week. This week's word is Ojama Flip. O-O-J-A-M-A-F-L-I-P. It is something that a person either does not know the name of or does not want to refer to. A similar word is Ujah, spelt O-O-J-A-H. It is from the early 20th century, but its origin is unknown. That's all. Join us next week for another obscure word of the week. In Isle of Wight news this week, an empty Newport eyesore could be regenerated by its owner, Lord Alan Sugar. Planning permission is being sought by the investment mogul's real estate company to transform the former Wright House store on the corner of Newport High Street into flats and a cafe/restaurant. The property has been owned by AmsProp, Lord Sugar's real estate company, since November 2017. Other properties owned by AmsProp across the south of England have tenants which include the Hard Rock Cafe, Krispy Kreme, Five Guys, Pret a Manger, and Cafe Nero. Following the administration of Bright House in 2019, the property has stood empty in the heart of the High Street and has suffered from water ingress and damage to internal decorations. Meanwhile, Whitelink says it has no firm date for the reintroduction of its fast cat services between Ryde and Portsmouth, despite growing demand from commuters and those planning visits to the island as lockdown eases. The ferry firm maintains that it is continuing to review the demand for foot passenger travel between the pierhead and Ryde, suspended since December last year in the wake of coronavirus travel restrictions. The announcement came as the Whitelink website began to show timetables for later this month, although details of those departures have since been removed. A Whitelink spokesperson said, "There is plenty of capacity on Whitelink's car ferries from Portsmouth to Fishbourne to carry everyone who wishes to travel at this time, whether in a vehicle or as a foot passenger. Whitelink tickets and passes are also being accepted on other travel services." And finally, an Islethwaite teenager with an extremely rare life-limiting condition is taking on the island's Red Squirrel Trails from Newport to Sandown for charity. At the age of 3, Amelia Burns was diagnosed with a rare life-limiting neurological condition called MECP2 duplication syndrome, and she is both physically and mentally disabled. Although the condition mainly affects males, at the time of her diagnosis, she was still the first female diagnosed in the UK and thought to be just the second case in the world. Her family were told that she would be unlikely to make her teenage years, but she will be turning 17 in August. Her family hopes to celebrate when restrictions are lifted. Amelia, with the help of her family, will be taking on the Red Squirrel Trails from Newport to Sandown, which is 10 miles, on either the 1st, 2nd or 3rd of May, and has already managed to raise more than £2,000. That's all. I'm Jasper Haycox-O'Toole.
During the 4P's radio course, I've learnt what it means to present, produce, promote and podcast.
I have learned to edit voice recordings and to just be yourself.
And the 4P's has helped me improve my confidence.
I would really recommend this to people. It's just a really great experience. If you'd like to try it, contact Ian Mack at ian.mack@vectisradio.fm.